Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, founder of the Calvary Chapel Movement. This radio program is a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, Pastor Chuck continues with the final world war as we pick up in Daniel chapter 11, verse 43. And now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck.
And he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over the precious things of Egypt. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his doorsteps, or at his steps. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with his great fury to destroy and utterly make away many. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. He shall come to his end, and none shall help him. Now, this is a reference to the Antichrist, who will be the leader of the United Nations of Europe. He shall be moving towards Africa in the conquest of Africa, taking Egypt, passing through Israel, taking Egypt, moving towards Libya and Ethiopia, at which time he will hear of the troops from China and Russia coming against him. So he will turn from his proposed conquest of Africa and come back, and they will meet in the valley of Megiddo there in Israel. The tremendous force of the Chinese, for whom the river Euphrates will be dried up in order that they might cross, according to the book of Revelation. Those forces that are remaining in Russia, gathering against the combined forces of Europe, and the United States will no doubt be in league with those forces of Europe at this point. And this final great world war, the major scene of battle will be the Valley of Megiddo there in Israel. This is what is commonly called the Battle of Armageddon, of which you have read and heard so much about. And this, of course, is what will perpetrate this battle. As he is moving against Africa, getting news that Chinese and the Russians have confederated together to come against him, he turns in great anger, and the place of their meeting is the Valley of Megiddo. And it is at that time where the blood will flow to the horse's bridle throughout the whole valley of Megiddo as the slain of the earth. Millions destroyed in that great carnage and bloodshed. Now, it is during the time of this great battle of Armageddon that Jesus will return. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, the great tribulation, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. So there's going to be a time of great tribulation, but Daniel's people are to be delivered. Now, their deliverance will come in several ways. Number one, there will be 144,000 of them who are sealed by God and protected from the plagues of the great tribulation. Number two, there will be those who will make their flight to the rock city of Petra, where God will preserve them. Jesus was warning his disciples, or the Jews, actually, that when you see this abomination of desolation that was spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, when you see the Antichrist standing in the temple of God declaring that he is God, then flee to the wilderness and don't stop to get your jacket. Just get out of there as fast as you can. If you're out in the field, don't even go home. Just run. In the book of Revelation, we are told that God gives to them wings of an eagle, sounds like helicopters, that will bear them to this place in the wilderness where they will be preserved for 3.5 years. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 16, the Lord says to Jordan, open up and receive my people. Bear them safely to Petra until the great tribulation is over. And so the Antichrist, when he finds that the Jews are fleeing, will send out an army against them, but the earth will open up and swallow the army. And then, of course, he'll be taken up with the other issues of the invasion of China and Russia and will not pursue them any further, but they will be preserved for 3.5 years. So thy people will be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Now those that do not flee, the Antichrist will then go and make war against the remnant of the people that stay in the land, and there will be a horrible devastation of those people. Once again, a time of trouble such as never existed since they were a nation up until that time. Jesus said the time of great tribulation, such as the world has never seen before or will ever see again. Now Daniel here is told of the resurrection, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. There is to be a resurrection of the dead. Now, they will not take place simultaneously. The righteous dead will rise 1,000 years before the unrighteous dead. But it's all lumped together in one here. In the book of Revelation, we see the time differential between the two. The resurrection of the righteous dead, they that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life. Of course, at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there began the great resurrection. The body of many of the graves of many of the saints were open, and they were seen walking through the streets of Jerusalem after his resurrection from the dead. The great resurrection of the unjust dead will take place at the end of Christ's 1,000-year reign, when they stand before the great white throne judgment of God, and they rise to everlasting shame and contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the sky. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You know, there are some people whose life is like a skyrocket. They make a big flash, but they burn out very fast. You know, they hit the scene. Everybody says, you know. But just that fast, they fade away. The glory of man is so transient. You know, the crowd may be cheering you today, but jeering you tomorrow. The glory of man is so transient. The big flash, but the burnout. But the place to really shine is in God's kingdom. You know, on the 4th of July, I like to go out and see the big pyrotechnic display. And I ooh and ah at the beautiful skyrockets. But you know, when it's all over, for a while you lose sight of the stars. You know, there's so much flash in the atmosphere around you. You don't see the stars up there, but when it's all over, there they are, shining forever and ever. Maybe not with such a big flash, but they keep going. Some people make a big flash, but that's the end of it. They that be wise will shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Which sky do you want to shine in? But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. The book was to be sealed when? Unto the time of the end. In other words, Daniel, you're not going to understand this. It will be understood in the time of the end, for many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. The knowledge increased in its immediate context would be the knowledge of the book of Daniel, or the knowledge of these prophecies. And surely God has unfolded the book of Daniel in these last days, as we can now see it with the advantage of hindsight, and we can see how accurately he wrote of the past. And now as we see the things of the past, we can also understand as they relate to the present and future. So the book of Daniel is no longer a sealed book, but an open book and easily understood by any diligent student of God's word. For knowledge has been increased. Now that knowledge increased has also been interpreted to be just the general amassed knowledge of man. And surely this has happened in our generation. Between the years of 1950 and 1960, man's total knowledge doubled. In other words, everything that man had learned from Adam up until the year 1950, accumulated knowledge of man, in the next decade was double. By the year 1970, men knew, or 1960, men knew twice as much as what they had learned in all of the years up to 1950. And of course, now with the ability through micro data processing and computers and all, we are again in this decade doubling the amassed knowledge of man. Knowledge increased. And interesting, men going to and fro. Tomorrow morning I get on a jet, and tomorrow I eat lunch in Spokane, you know, and it's amazing what you can do now in jet travel. Many running to and fro. Then I, Daniel, looked, and I beheld, and there stood two others, the one on this side of the bank of the river and the other on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man that was clothed in linen, you see, with this one in linen, there were other personages. That's why I believe the one in linen was Jesus Christ, and there were angels with him, which was upon the waters of the river. How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? How long before the end of these things, the tribulation and all? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and he sware by him that lives forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, a year, times half a year, or I mean 2 years, and a half, which would be a half a year, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all of these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I did not understand. Then I said, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So don't worry about it, Daniel. You just go your way. These words are sealed until the time of the end, until now, when the Lord has opened up understanding. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Now, even as Daniel predicted the very day that the Messiah would come, 173,880 days from the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, so he has predicted the very day that Jesus will come again. Not the day that the Lord will take his church. No man knows that day or the hour. We don't know when the Lord's going to come for us, his church. But from the time that the daily sacrifices and prayers are caused to cease by the Antichrist, in the middle of the last seven-year cycle, it will then be 1,290 days according to the testimony of the Lord. If you were still here upon the earth, you can mark your calendar and you can count off the days. And you'll be wanting to, because it's going to be a fierce, horrible time as God's wrath is poured out in judgment upon this earth. At this point, maybe you should this week read Revelation 6 through 18 to find out just what's going to be happening during this 3.5-year period of time. terrible. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335th day, or 45 days after the coming of Christ. Matthew 25:31, when Jesus returns, he's going to gather together the nations for judgment and separate them as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And to those on his right hand, come ye blessed of the Father, enter into the kingdom that was prepared for you from the foundations of the earth. To those on his left, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, into the everlasting darkness, which was prepared for Satan and his angels. So if a person, and there will be many who will live through the great tribulation, they will be able to survive. Now, if they survive the great tribulation, providing they have not worshiped the Antichrist, nor taken his mark upon them, nor worshiped the image. For if any man worships the Antichrist or takes the mark of the Antichrist on him or worships the image, he will not have any chance for salvation at all. In Revelation chapter 14, John saw the angel flying through the midst of the heaven, declaring, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth. And if any man shall take the mark or worship the beast or his image, he shall be cast into the lake burning with fire, and there's no hope for his salvation. The angel will be warning people not to take that mark. Of course, on the other hand, if you refuse to take the mark, they can put you to death for it, not taking the mark. So you're going to have to join with McKeever and some of these guys and get you a little hideaway back up in the woods in Oregon and stock it with your food and your wheat and your guns and everything else in order you'll be able to survive this 3.5 year period of time and then hopefully make it through the 45 days of judgment. Because having come through the Great Tribulation will not necessarily ensure your entrance into the kingdom. Then you have to pass this judgment when Christ says, I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me to drink, and naked and you clothed me. Lord, when did we see you this way? Not when you were, you know, shooting those that were trying to come and get your food. So you better put your guns away, I guess, if you're going to survive the 45 days. Inasmuch as you did it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me, and they are allowed to enter into the kingdom. So there will be some who will live through the great tribulation and will enter into the kingdom. Most of those that enter into the kingdom, though, will be those who belong to the Lord and who return with Jesus. Then he will be coming with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon the earth. And we shall live and reign with him upon the earth for 1,000 years. But to Daniel, go thy way till the end is, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot in the end of the days. You'll stand with your group in the end of the days, Daniel. But in the meantime, just go and take your rest. And you'll stand in the end time. So the fascinating prophecies of Daniel. Marvelous man of God, high on my list of those I want to meet when I get to heaven. I so respect this man of God, so admire him, that I'm looking forward to quite a bit of time just sitting and learning from the depth of this man, of his walk and love and relationship. That's going to be one of the neat things of heaven, is just getting acquainted and knowing some of these glorious people of God from history. Next week, we get into the book of Hosea. We'll take 5 chapters of Hosea for next Sunday. Moving through, it won't be long before we'll be through with the Old Testament now. For the rest of the books are very short little books. Many of them we will be taking in just one week, and then moving on into the New Testament. So as the Lord tarries and as the Lord wills, it won't be long before we'll be back in the New Testament and going through it. Peter asked a very pertinent question. In the light of the fact that the material world is going to soon be dissolved, the works are to be burned up, the elements will melt with a fervent heat. What manner of persons ought we to be? If you are a materialist and your whole values are set in material things, when this material universe goes, Everything that you have and hope for is gone. Therefore, it is not wise to be a materialist or a humanist. What manner of persons ought we to be? Peter answers, in all holiness, godliness, godly manner of living. We ought to be spiritual. We need to have our things upon our eyes upon the things above, not upon the things of the earth. We need to have our hearts set upon the eternal, not on the temporal. May God help us to each one make an evaluation of ourselves, our own priorities, our own lives, to find out where our values are. Find out what we truly treasure. For where a man's treasure is, there will his heart be also. So God help us to treasure heavenly things, spiritual things, and mark them as the true values of life. And thus may God cause us to examine our hearts, examine ourselves, our lives, our lifestyles. And may we so live in anticipation of our Lord's return in glory to establish God's kingdom.
We'll return with more of our verse-by-verse Bible study in the book of Hosea in our next broadcast. As Pastor Chuck continues to teach through the Bible, and we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message, simply order Daniel 11 through 12 when visiting thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse the many additional biblical resources by Pastor Chuck. You can also subscribe to the Word for Today podcast or sign up for our email subscription. Once again, that's thewordfortoday.org. For those of you wishing to call, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-WORD, and our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, that's 1-800-272-9673. If you prefer to write, our mailing address is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck continues his verse-by-verse study through the Bible. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck.
Now may the Lord be with you and keep you in His love and grace, watching over you, guiding you, protecting you. May you be enriched in Christ Jesus in all things. And may your understanding of God's love be increased day by day as you begin to fathom the depths, experience the heights of God's love and grace and mercies towards you through Jesus our Lord.
This program has been sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.
I'd like to tell you about a book written by Chuck Smith entitled Living Water. In this book, Pastor Chuck explains how God has the power to change your life through His Holy Spirit. This book will help you to understand how the Holy Spirit works in your life, covering such topics as who is the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit do? What are the gifts of the Spirit? And how should I respond? It's Pastor Chuck's desire that by God's grace and through this book, the Lord will develop in you a hunger and thirst for the things after the Spirit that will help you come into a deep and personal relationship with Him so that your life will be transformed. To find out more and to read a book preview, visit thewordfortoday.org and click on the link to download Living Water by Chuck Smith. Or if you would like to order this book in print, call The Word for Today at 800-272-WORD. That's 800-272-9673.